Cork's Red FM.
104 to 106.
Yeah, I was very happy. You know, I mean, we were poor enough in the first quarter. We went 15 behind, you know, which was a big amount to haul back. But we led at half time by a point. And then we were 9 down end of the third, and then we pulled it out at the end, you know. So, you know, it's a tough game on the road. Stara playing well. We got out of there a couple of weeks ago with a 1-point win. But in the cup, and I just thought we were better last night. They were also better now. And I think that, you know, I think they'll trouble a lot of teams up there. So I think it was a very good win for us on the road.
And who are the top players on the night, Mark?
Well, Ger Noonan had a great game. You know, we struggled early on. Ron Thompson has been injured all week. And didn't practice, and I knew I was very worried going into the game, and I didn't really want to play him. But Ger Noonan, in fairness, had 36 points. You know, he played really well, and he kept us in touch when we were struggling early on. And then later on, our bench gave us a big lift. Paul Stapleton and Jason Wilkinson off the bench were very good, and in particular, then Roy Downey came in, and he did a fabulous job. He scored 15 points. You know. And he made 4 huge free throws at the end of the game for us. So I was delighted, you know, but it was a great team performance. Yeah. We had a lot of contributions from different people. And I think that's very important, that the depth in our team is starting to get better, you know.
Do you think that kind of happens over the course of a season, though, Mark, with players getting those extra minutes and it all does add up?
Well, it has to happen because, I mean, that's my job as the coach, to try and bring some of the younger guys on and make them contributors, you know. And, like I suppose, the knock on our team for the last couple of months really has been that, you know, we don't have the depth that, say, Demons or Limerick or some of the other teams are supposed to have, and we don't, you know. But I'm very pleasantly surprised, and I'm very happy with the way the lads have knuckled down. And, you know, the more time I give them, the more confidence that they have. And I think that's very important, especially now that we're coming into the very important part of the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, off for a few days over Christmas anyway, obviously, and 2 away games then in 4 or 5 days. Well, I suppose an away game to Demons and away to UL as well, the 29th and the 2nd of January. Is that the kind of toughest thing, maybe kind of balancing the lads out for the 2 games?
Yeah, I think so. The way I look at it is, I mean, everybody's eye is on the cup on the 15th of January, and anyone who tells you otherwise is telling lies. So, like, we're very aware that game is going to probably be part of the defining moment of the season, hopefully, you know. Mm-hmm. So, the next we've three very, very tough games coming up. We're away to Demons, away to Limerick, and then we're actually up in Belfast again, away to Star on the 7th of January. But I don't think you could have any better preparation for the cup, only having difficult games, you know. So that's important now that we knuckle down. I'm going to give the lads that we're going to train out tomorrow night, then I'm going to give them a few days off, and we'll train very hard then just after Christmas, like St. Stephen's Day and the 27th, 28th that way. And you know, we'll get ready, because as everybody knows, January is the big month in basketball, and you know, you want to be involved in the big games coming up over the next month, and you know, it's a great time to be in the position that we're in now, and we're looking forward to that.
Red.